Blog Talk Radio.
The date was May 14th at 10 past 10. I got my world rocked and introduced to my best friend. At that point, I realized my path to be is to be the best father I could possibly be. Then I held you for the first time. I saw in your face that you knew who I was, that you felt so safe. Make no mistake, because I felt safe too. The way you fit right in my arms, it was like face true. You're meant for great things, I could tell you gon' rise, because your eyes so alive, they as blue as the skies. I wouldn't lie, you're the reason I breathe, because your smile so bright, the sunshine that I need. Yes, you're my little man, kissing on your little hand. Listen, you my shining star, proving there's a bigger plan. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you and your mom, we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride and joy.
Don't be scared when you need me, just call and I'll be right there.
You're my pride.
Good evening to the Dumber on the Rough Show with Shelly Alejandro and Buckman.
Hey, everyone. Hello. Hello. Awesome Thursday. Welcome. Welcome. How is everybody doing this beautiful Thursday? We seem to have had a lovely day here in the New England area, and I'm hoping you all had a lovely day wherever you happen to be.
I'm hoping we had a good day, too.
So what were you up to, Mr. Mountain Man?
Mr. Mountain Man was up to having company all day today until about 2
really?
O'clock this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And, I have people coming in on a daily, Monday through Friday basis, helping me out with stuff around the house. So I have staff coming in and out. Until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then just hanging out here and there and everywhere. You may hear some background noise in a little while, because my girlfriend Marguerite's going to be coming by in a little while with some stuff. So you might hear
some stuff
in the background, so just everyone choose to ignore it if you want to. But anyhow...
So today I have to tell you I'm really excited. It's been a great day as far as everything's going. And I actually am kind of psyched because we actually have, as you know, we do a lot of independent music. And we actually had a few
songs. Oh, you do? I didn't know we did.
Really? Who said that? Who said that? Buddy's looking at me like I'm crazy, which I am. No,
Buddy.
I'm kind of excited because we have some really great music that my girl Jenna Donovan, who's an amazing woman, has completed, and she sent it to me, so we get to play it, and I'm really excited because it's kind of like the premiere of her song on internet radio, and we're kind of psyched that we get to play it, so we're going to go to that a little bit later. But before we do, of course, we need to talk about the week and how it's been and how motivated you've been for certain things and share some stories with you. We have an hour show today. We're going to be here from 7 to 8. And
I thought we were going to 2 hours.
Hey, you never know. You know, we might get chatty and extend it to the two, but we're booked for the one, so we'll see what happens. But I have to tell you, I am so excited just because of everything that's going on and how things are going. And I have to tell you, it's pretty funny because I've actually had some pretty crazy things happen that people might think aren't that great, but you know what? There's always a reason for what happens. But
well, before we go really all into that, I want to say hello to Betty, Mary, and William, who's in our chat room.
Hi, guys. How are you? Hello, hello. I'm telling you, these guys are awesome. They make sure they're always listening to the show, and we get some amazing feedback from them, and I'm really excited. So thank you
guys
for coming.
I have to figure out how we can I can also see that feedback as well, because I always love hearing about the feedback.
I'm going to have to give you access to the email account, which, by the way, for our listeners, is ordinarywomanwmn@gmail.com. So if you want to hit us up, that's where you can reach us, or you can go to our blog, www.ordinarywomanwmn.com, and check out the blog posts that we have, the stories we post, and you can actually leave comments there if you're interested, and hit us up and let us know. You can follow us, become one of our followers, so every time we put up a new post, you'll automatically get notified. And, yes, or you can go to Facebook, and you can look me up, Charlie Alejandro, and you can become a fan on my fan page, which would be really cool. Or you can just hit me up. We have the Ordinary Woman site as well, and hit us up on there. And, Martin, yeah, we're going to have to get you a fan page pretty soon because you're getting pretty popular, dude.
Really? Well, you guys can always look me up on Facebook as well and hit me up there, too. I believe it's mountainman@facebook.com or however the Facebook is.
Yeah, just Google Mountain Man. You'll find him. He'll pop up. And you're on MySpace, too, right?
Yeah, I'm on MySpace, Facebook, Yahoo.
Yahoo! I actually got to meet the Yahoo guys.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize he has a band, and he actually, Lowell has the largest free folk festival in the world. We have the 3-day folk festival in July. Here we go. Plugs for the city of Lowell, which I happen to love. But,
the Lowell Folk Fest? Oh, that's going to be
rocking
this year.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be rocking this year.
Yeah, but it was kind of cool because he actually was one of the acts, and he actually did the Yahoo, and I didn't know that, and I got to meet him. Really nice guy. And now he's well known because of his Yahoo that he does on the Yahoo commercial. So that's my little celebrity moment of someone that I met, and it was kind of cool.
Well, here's another question I've been meaning to ask you, and maybe some of our listeners and fans out there, but I heard you have a wall of fame in the studio.
Yes, I do. I'm so excited. Got the hubby too, because, you know, like I told my listeners, and you know as well, that I've actually taken over the downstairs office in my home, and that's where I'm kind of creating it into a studio. And we're doing it little baby steps. You know, my husband was sweet enough to go out and get me an actual Mac computer, which is awesome. And we're in the process of getting a hard line because our phone service at the house, it really never gets used. You know, we told you guys one time it was ringing and we're like, what is that noise? Because everybody has cell phones, but we just keep it in case of emergencies. But unfortunately, because our phone is hooked to the internet and where we live, we have a lot of power outages for some reason, it doesn't do us any good. So one of the things I'm looking into is we need a hard line so that way it'll make a clearer connection for the show. And the other cool thing we have is we actually set up a little seating area, kind of like a couch, and we're looking into expanding the show to make it into a video component so we can actually have guests in the studio, do the interviews, and you can actually see them, so it'll be kind of cool.
Well, that's what I wanted to kind of hit on a little bit, if we could, while we're doing all the hit, while we're waiting to hear the music, and I believe you downloaded a couple, if I'm not mistaken.
I did. I downloaded a couple, and I'm really excited because one of the songs that I really, really wanted to hear was Rhea. She actually sent me a couple of new songs, and they were in the wrong format for my computer, but I'm psyched to see that it actually took them. So hopefully we'll be able to play it. I'm hoping it works.
But anyhow,
so I got this cough. But one of the things that you were talking about was the Wall of Fame.
Yeah, and
I'm really psyched because I actually have that's what happens when you're trying to type and talk and look at the wall at the same time. It's kind of like chewing and walking at the same time.
Oh, I hear that one.
Well, I was psyched because I tell all my guests that are on the show that please send me an 8x10 photograph. It doesn't have to be professional. I just want a picture of them and to send it to me. And what I do is I put it up, and to autograph it. You know, autograph it with a personal message to me and Mountain Man, and we'll put it up on my wall of fame. So I'm real kind of psyched because I actually had a few of my guests send it to me. So I'm really excited. One of them was David Garfield, which I was very excited because he was actually the first one to send it to me. So he went up there first. And I have Rhea up there and Roderick and Cardiac. Send me his pictures too, so I'm real good at the world.
And you've got one coming to you,
really?
And I was going to see what size you were preferably looking for.
Well, I told them 5x7s or 8x10s. Most of the, actually, all the ones I have up there are 8x10s, and that way so you can autograph it and we can really see it. It's kind of cool. So.
Well, you, speaking of that, you are going to be getting a 5x7 of yours truly and his girlfriend.
Oh, yes. That's
and I
awesome.
May.
Marguerite. Because technically
and
Marguerite
I
is
may.
Always on the show. Well, you know, technically she's always on the show.
Yeah, if she's here, she's always on the show with me.
Absolutely.
But a lot of times. And just to let a few of our listeners know,
mm-hmm.
our call-in numbers are 1-347-989-1473. And for those who don't want to have to have chargers on their phones, because it is a long-distance call for some of our listeners, you can go to 1-877-221-6957. That's 1-877-221-6957.
That's right. Also, if you happen to be at home and listening to us there, we're at www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywomanWMN. You can also hit us up on my blog, www.ordinarywomanWMN.com. And when you go onto the blog, I actually have a player that's direct right to the show. Also, if you have a MySpace or any website, you can actually put our player into your website, so you don't have to keep coming over to Block Talk Radio. You can listen to it directly from there. And if you can't actually listen to it when we're live, like right now, then you can join us later. The shows are all there. They can be downloaded, the podcast, or you can just hit there and play it without having to download it. So you can join us anytime. And if you could see our repertoire, we've had some really great guests that are really funny, and they just live very, very amazing ordinary lives. So I'm real psyched about that, and you can join us. Also, if you're out on the road, you can always call the call-in number that Mountain Man just gave you and listen to the show on the phone. And, you know, we're brainwaving, and pretty soon we might actually have an actual radio show.
Congratulations. You won.
Okay.
Okay, what was that, damn his host?
That actually was my computer talking to me for some before bizarre reason, just said, congratulations, you've won, as I was talking about that. So I'll take that as an omen.
Oh,
that
is
note,
awesome. But anyhow.
On that note, real quick, Betty, Bill, Gary, JJ3421, welcome back. Mary, Paul, Rose, Sally, William, hello. Hello to everybody
hello,
in the
all
chat
that
room.
Is
Thank
in
you
our lovely
so
room.
Thank you for joining us. I know. You guys are just awesome, awesome, awesome. And I am so glad that you're able to join us. Okay, hold on.
And please, if you guys have any questions in our chat room right now, please feel free to type them in, and we'll either Charlie or me will be able to see them and be able to answer them.
Absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, real quick, I have to tell you guys this because I'm like so psyched, so excited. I know
well,
I shared
good.
A little bit of it last time. I mentioned that Cardiac, Boston's own Cardi in the house. Not technically, he'll be on the phone, but anyway. One of the things that I'm really excited about is Cardiac is going to be having his own actual radio show.
That is awesome.
Yes. Yes, he's actually going to be on the airwaves starting the end of April, probably the 26th. You can
go Cardiac!
From 4 to 6, and he'll be kicking it with some great guests, some great music, and some great tunes. So it'll be nice for you guys to join in. As soon as we have all the particulars, I will make sure that I will let you guys know so you can join him. And yours truly is actually going to get to be on Cardiac's show. Yes, yes, yes. Ordinary Woman is going to be the advice columnist. Woohoo!
Oh, no.
Yes,
ordinary woman is getting out there into the big
woman.
World.
Yes, I am. I'm going to be the one with you guys send in questions, and I will be the one that will answer them. If you have any interesting questions, you can write them in. But like I said, we will share all of that with you guys later. But right now, I really want to share this song because I love this song, and actually, Cardiac is in the studio this evening, and he's doing some recording work. But one of the things he's going to do for me is he's going to turn this song, or portion of it, it's going to be our intro song. So he's actually going to do an intro for our show, and this is the song. And I was waiting for it because I needed the edited version because he had the little edgy one. And if you guys, a little background on this song, it's called Boston Stand Up. And it's very edgy because of the fact that it talks about some of the stuff that's real Bostonian. So if you've ever been in the Boston area or part of the Boston area, there's just a little swagger about us from Boston. We're not rude, but we don't take any crap either. And by the same token, we're not as bad as New Yorkers, but we do have our own quirks. So one of the things that was funny about this song is that if you are from this area, there's a lot of things that ring true. And so we got the edited version. So, Mahmoud, do you have that up on your queue?
Would you like me to hit it on by this? Cardiac?
Boston,
I think I can. Boston Stand Up by Cardiac?
Yes.
I think I can hit that up here.
All right. So for our listeners, this is Boston Stand Up by Cardiac. And honestly, if you're not standing up and swagging back and forth with this tune, we need to get your blood pressure checked. So take it away, Mahmoud. That was Boston stand up by our man Cardiac. So what do you think?
That was a very interesting.
Interesting. And it's funny, too. It has so many inside jokes. Like, you know, you're standing in traffic to go to Dunkin' Donuts like an organ donor. I just thought that was hysterical because I cannot tell you how many times I've seen that happen where people are just so out of it on their and they're focused to get their coffee. And the funny thing is we take it for granted. Dunkin' Donuts here are basically on every corner. And out in the Midwest, it's not like that. You don't see them as much.
Yeah, well, I think we need to do something here. I think we need to do something here. And you know what I'm talking about, Miss Charlie.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Oh, just again for our listeners, the phone number is 1-347-989-1473. Please give us a call if you just want to chit-chat and talk and find out what's going on. And if you do not want to incur charges on your cell phone or at home, the toll-free number is, because, yeah, we're moving up in the world. We actually have a toll-free number. 1-877-221-6957. That's our toll-free number. You can hit us up on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman, WMN. We're on Skype. You can look us up under Ordinary Woman to Skype, and you can Skype us. Yes, do not hesitate to call us, and don't be shy. On that note, I have to share a story. If you remember, a while back we had an amazing up-and-coming actor, Dan Paquette. Mr. Paquette. He's actually, his sweet face is still on the Blog Talk. You can go check him out, check out his interview. Anyway, Dan is actually going to be running a race that they're having at Fenway Park. It's actually a charity race, and he volunteer to do this race. Now, in order to do the race, you have to come up with at least $1,000 for the fundraising. That's your commitment. And if you don't come up with it through sponsors, you are committing that you will pay for it yourself. So Dan has done that, and the Rose Raiders is going to be coming up. You can actually look him up on Facebook. He's also on Facebook, Dan Paquette, P-A-Q-U-E-T-T-E. And it says here on his page, which I have up here, he has a month now to collect all the donations. I am. I'm multitasking. That's why I have you do the switchboard. Otherwise, I'd be lost. He's going to be running for the Red Sox. It's called the runtohomebase.org. Now, the real cool thing is it's a 9K road race, which is roughly about 6-point-something miles. But the cool thing is the finish line is home plate at Fenway Park.
Wow.
Yes, it's awesome because that means you actually get the opportunity to do something which most of us only dream about, which is actually run on to Fenway Park where they play ball and cross home plate without getting arrested for trespassing. That's the cool thing. So the Red Sox Foundation, and if you go to Dan's page, Red Sox Foundation and Mass General Hospital, home-based program. Now, all the money will be going to assist veterans that are coming back that are suffering from post-stress traumatic syndrome and that need services given to them that, unfortunately, we all know the war has been going on for a very long time. And, yes, we do hear about the casualties that are almost at 6,000 roughly, but the numbers of the injured is triple that. They're staggering. They're in the 100,000s because of the fact that the war is different. This war is being fought very different from World War II or World War I or from other wars because they're just, you know, they're using explosive devices that are remote, so a lot of our service people are being attacked that way. So they're suffering injuries from explosions and landmines and explosive devices. And, of course, just having to deal with that on a daily basis creates a lot of stress factor and there's a lot of issues. And you also have to remember a lot of these service people are not doing just one tour. Back in World War I and World War II, you know, you did your one tour if you wanted to volunteer for a second, and that was basically it. But now, unfortunately, because we don't have the draft, and I'm not saying unfortunately because I want the draft, I'm just saying because not as many people are volunteering to go to war into the services, these people that are already in are being sent back for a third and fourth and sometimes even a fifth tour of duty. And a lot of the people that are going over there as well weren't originally Army. They were National Guard. and if some of you understand the makeup of the National Guard, they're used a lot for disasters and hurricanes. We hear about them going out and helping people in floods and that kind of stuff. But now they're being used in an actual war situation. They're going over there. We have a lot of people don't understand a huge percentage of our servicemen that are in Iraq and Bosnia and Afghanistan are actually from the National Guard. So these people are coming back, and there's a lot of need and more need that the prior presidents have thought that we would need, and unfortunately the money's just not there. So they're not getting all the services they need. So luckily a lot of organizations have stepped up to the bat to help these people and their families, which honestly, in this great country, there's no need for a service person to ever, ever not get the services they need back from their country. Because think about it, I mean, they're going out there and putting their butts on the line for us. So I'm so glad that Dan, an amazing young man, and I have to use the word young man because he's not even 21 years old yet. I'm amazed at what he does and how he thinks of others this way. So that's what
he's
doing.
Well, I'm amazed with you, too.
Why me? I haven't done anything. I'm just yakking.
Because honestly, Charlie, and this is, and I'm saying something to more to the audience than anything, but I am absolutely thankful for somebody like yourself who can actually tell us what it is like to be in that time frame or be in those services, because weren't you in something like that yourself?
I actually was. I wanted to go into the Marine Corps when I was very young, and I'm going to date myself because at the time I was in my first marriage, and I already had two children. And back in the day when the dinosaurs roamed the earth, it's so funny, females, in order to go into the armed services, if they were married and had children, had to have the spouse sign off and give them permission to go. So that never happened because my ex-husband said, you want me to do what with two kids by myself? No, that's all right. So I never got the opportunity. I wound up actually going into a state police agency, which wound up getting merged to the state police. But I was very blessed. I was in a tactical unit, did a lot of training with the military. And back in 2004, I actually was joined the State Guard. Massachusetts State Guard is a volunteer component of the National Guard, and it's kind of cool because now they're revamping it. We've been on standout for about a year and a half because they're regrouping it, but it was very cool because I got the opportunity to be basically the practice dummy and help train a lot of the guys that were going over to Iraq, which is great for me because it was my way of contributing. And the cool thing was, like you said, I did get to learn a lot about what was going on over there. Stories from the guys coming back that had been there. I mean, I met one kid that was coming back on his fifth tour. And just to listen to all the stories and get educated on what's really going on. And I think what made me the saddest was the fact that what we hear in the news, 99% of it is false. In a bad way. Because some of the stories that we're hearing from these guys are actually positive. I mean, and that's what amazed me the most, because of the fact that these guys are coming back from horrific war conditions, yet they can still see the big picture about the good that they're doing, the people's lives that they've touched, and the fact that they feel that we're missing out because we don't understand what's going on over there. But by the same token, I also say that because they have gone over there, they definitely deserve to get services. There's no reason why a veteran should have to struggle to decide whether he's going to put food on the table or pay for a medical bill. That's just ridiculous. That's just unheard of, I would think. But it's not, unfortunately. So, like I said, people like Danny Paquette and other people have volunteered for this particular event. I know there's a lot more going on. And I just put the information up on our chat room if you guys want it there to be able to donate money to Dan. So, and the thing is, guys, when we ask if you want to help Danny out, remember, it's not about $100 million, or I mean, a buck here, a buck. Think about it. If 50 people gave a dollar each, that's $50 closer to the goal. So every little bit helps. And definitely go to his page and look it up. And I'm very proud of Dan for what he's doing. And I'm sure he's going to go on to do great things. So also, if you want any more information, you can also hit us up here, and we'll definitely be willing to give you more information on that. So I'm real psyched. On that note, Mr. Mutton Man, how about we listen to another song?
And what are we, how about the number four.
Which is?
Let It Play.
Yes, actually, that's one of the newest songs that I got from Jenna. Jenna Donovan, you guys remember, we had her on the show with L.A. Fresh, and we're going to have her back in a little bit. And I have to tell our listeners, Jenna is just a phenomenal, amazing person. She's family. I love this child, and I get choked up just thinking about it because she is such a sweet, amazing girl. I just love her. I love L.A. Fresh. And just my boys are so lucky to have them as friends. But she's gone through a lot. You know, a while back she lost her grandfather, who she was very close to, and, you know, obviously she took it very hard. But for me to see how Jenna has, you know, because some of us can get into a funk where we're like, you know what, screw this. I don't want to be happy. I don't want to do music. I just want to sit in the corner and feel bad for myself. And she's so funny because she actually catches herself. She's like, I can't believe I get so down on myself sometimes. But you know what? It's normal. And she turns it around. But you know what?
I wish we could hear from these people. I wish she was calling in because she's just an amazing person. She is.
And
I understand exactly how she was feeling. Because you want to know something?
Mm-hmm.
I had the same exact thing happen to me. So
right.
I know exactly how she was feeling at the time. And she's just an amazing, amazing artist from what
she
I can
is.
Hear.
And she went through a lot of challenges. She actually had to have surgery on her throat to correct some polyps that she had. Had to go through a lot of therapy to do it. But it's so funny because when she wasn't singing, like I said, some of us, we don't think outside the box. It's like, okay, this is what I know how to do, and there's nothing else. So, you know, she figured, well, you know what, I can't sing right now, so I want to express myself in another way. So she's actually teaching herself how to play the guitar.
Whoa, excuse me?
Yeah.
You just made me do a double take over here.
I know. That's what she was doing. She figured, well, I can't sing, and she loves music so much that she actually started, teaching herself how to play the guitar. And I'm really excited because in a little bit, not today, but she said that when she has it, she's actually going to send me an actual video of her doing a simple song, like she calls it, little chords. But it's a song, and I'm sitting there going, oh, my goodness, because she taught herself how to do it. So, yeah, this particular song, what are you going to do, Let It Play?
Let It Play.
Love this song. So for our listeners, this is Ms. Jenna Donovan. And by the way, the beat, which is the actual music, was created by L.A. Fresh, an amazing beat maker and producer. And this song is Let It Play. Go ahead, Mr. Man. Let It Play.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
That
I know.
Was just amazing.
Yes, it was. To our listeners,
oh
that was Jenna Donovan, Let It Play, and the beat, the music, the L.A. Fresh Goose Pimples, people. It's just awesome. I love, love, love what she's done with that song. And again, this was done after she came off the surgery and after a lot of therapy to get her voice back to where it could be. And the funny thing is she says to me, and my voice still isn't where it needs to be. And I'm like, whoa. Because I just thought it was phenomenal. I mean, great job. I have another one by her that we'll listen to in a little while.
Well, if we have the time.
We do, actually. We just got bumped an extra half hour, so we have the time.
Well, it doesn't show on my end.
Well, you know what? You need to get with the program, my young man.
Oh, really?
Yes. On that note, why don't you give them the number?
The numbers are 1-347 989-1473. And for those who don't want to be charged either on their phone or their cell phones due to it being a long distance, you can call 1-877-221-6957. Again, 1-877-221-6957. And that is a toll-free number that you can call us
Aren't we classy? We're so technically savvy. We're getting up there. We've got toll-free numbers and everything in a studio. Look at us. So we think we're a real radio station. Pretty soon we're going to be, like, having sponsors and stuff and making money.
Well, here's the question I wanted to ask, and this was something...
The check's in the mail.
Yeah, that too. Hold on one second. Honey, you're going to have to check the stove oven. Sorry about that. I get my girlfriend's in the house.
He's multitasking. Hey, how's she doing?
She is doing awesome. We will have to figure out a day where I am free.
Yes, absolutely.
And so we can hook up and all that. But anyhow, about this Wall of Fame,
I was wondering, the
Wall of Fame, we should try to look at trying to maybe get a page up here somehow, either on the Blog Talk Radio or one of our famous pages that we talk about all the time.
Right.
So we can actually see, for those listeners who wonder who we're talking about, when we say the Wall of Fame, they can actually go to the page and actually see who we have on our Wall of Fame.
You know, that is a really, really good idea. I hadn't even thought of that, and that's very easy to do, but that is hysterical because I just wouldn't have even thought of that. I love that idea. Absolutely, we'll work on that. We'll put the pictures up so people can see who it is that's up on our Wall of Fame. And by the way, if you are an ordinary person with a not-so-ordinary life. And when I say this, it's not like you have to be like Brad Pitt or anything, because that's not what it's about. But if you're doing something that's out of the ordinary, and that could even be raising kids or being at home or whatever, definitely give me a call. You can reach us here at our Blog Talk Radio. You can reach me on ordinarywomanwmn@gmail.com, Facebook, MySpace. Google me, you'll find me, call me, or have your people call me, however it might be, and see if we can get you on the show, because that's what it's about. We want all kinds of people, and if you see our track record, when we say all types, we do not kid around. We've had rappers, we've had singers, we've had directors, producers, martial artists,
Even if you're in the spiritual type,
definitely. We've had nonprofits.
We would love to have you.
Yeah, we've had a minister come on and have everything. And, so we've had a little bit of everything. We're real psyched. We've had baseball players, college students, average Joe Blows. We had Mel. We got to get him back on the show. He was kind of interesting.
Mel is
awesome.
We definitely have to get him on. We have to get
And it was pretty funny because he was he's telling me, there's no way I can talk for an hour. I'm like, dude, that hour's going to fly by. So, yeah, sure enough. But anyway, so what
not
I wanted
that,
to do.
But I really have to give a shout out to all our last year's people, including myself, because we did an awesome job. I have told everyone up who did come on the show last year.
And I have to tell you, you're absolutely right, because remember, we've been talking about doing this show for a while, and at first it was kind of like a running joke between the two of us, and then finally one day we're like, you know what, let's do this. And it was pretty funny because it did, it was kind of was like fly by the pants. Our first show was back in September, I think it was that we did it. We did our very first show there, and went, let me check, actually, yeah, September of 209 was our very first show.
So you mean we're coming up on our first year anniversary soon?
Actually, we hit our six-month mark in March. Last month, we hit our six-month mark, so we're definitely going to have a big to-do for our one-year anniversary in September, because actually it was back on September 21st. We had our very, very first show, and it was kind of cool. We actually had Alex Arahita was on the show with us for that. And then we had Mel on, and Mel was the third guest we had, but Alex was the very first guest we had, so it was kind of good. He was like kind of like my co-host the first two shows. And that's
Mountain Man decided to say hello to Miss Charlie Alejandro.
And he actually got drafted, yes. And we also had Cardiac back in the show in September, and we had Willie Moore, another amazing guy, actor. He works over with Children's Center in Worcester. So, yeah, we had a lot of really cool people. So, anyway, the number again, 347-989-1473. 347-989-1473. Toll-free number is 877-221-6957. Yes, that's the toll-free number. Now, Muntman, did you have a comment before we go to the next song?
Yeah, I had a couple of comments here. Come on, you know
that. Break it down, my man. Break it down. Let me hear it.
Because I wanted to know, besides our songs, did we have a few guests that we were supposed to be chit-chatting with as well?
No. We were going to do the music today because we wanted to have like a whole
music
segment
today.
We're going to have the segment, introduce them, let you guys listen to the songs and see what we get coming up. But yeah, I thought it was cool. Cardiac was supposed to call, but it's kind of going to be kind of iffy because of the fact that he's, like I said, he's actually in the studio recording some new music. And you know how it gets, well, for those of you that know, when you get caught up in that, it's not like you can be answering your phone in the middle of recording a couple of songs. So, yeah, that's where he's at. But right now, I have to tell you that we had them on the show, Laz and Kat, Crosby, amazing young man, Crosby Tandem. That's his incredible mentality. I mean, you remember we had him on the show. He talked about starting a film studio. He did a couple of, he's already done a couple of productions and stuff, but they also do music.
Now, I want to give a plug or two because I gotten a couple things on Facebook from a couple of mutual friends of ours there, Charlie.
Yep.
Give New Hampshire Back.
Yes. David from Giving New Hampshire Back.
We have to give him, and I thought I had seen last week for something for Miss Crosby.
Yes, actually, I have their page up, Multitasking, my man. Laz and Kat, they actually have one of their songs in rotation on 106.1 FM. They had that song on last night. So they were actually asking people to call and ask for the song, which we did. I did. And just to make sure that people notice it and stuff. So I'm kind of psyched because if you actually go to their page, they are on Facebook under Laz, L-A-Z, and Kat, C-A-T, which is short for their names, Lazarus and Crosby. So you go over there, and you can actually see some of this stuff. They were on, like I said, on 106.1 FM Touch, and they were one of their songs was featured, too. They also have their MySpace. If you go to www.myspace.com and /Lazarus, L-A-Z-U-R-U-S-C-A-T-I-P-U-S, Cactus, so you can check them out. But if you go to their Facebook page, you'll find all that information on there. So, yeah, they're amazing. On top of the fact that, like I said, they do music, they just finished wrapping up their video for their song Fantasy Girl. They've got a couple more projects in the works coming up. And they actually started a production company, Trifectus Films. So there's a lot of really cool thing coming out of this. And like I said, most of these guys, I think they're like in their 20s. So Tricepta Studio is the record label they did, but they also do film, and they're based out of Boston. So if you could hit it up with their song that they sent me called Feel.
Feel?
Feel. Like, I feel good.
The only song that I actually see and...
Oh, you want me to hit it on this end. All right, hold on.
You're
going
to have to hit it on that end because I only see Jenna is the next one.
You have to scroll down. I got it. All right, so this song for our listeners is called Feel by Laz and Kat, and I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. Laz Rich. Kat a B. Miss Smith and Envy. For the little 9 yard. Yeah. Check this out. Yeah, Tricepta's Studio. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant dog on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
I like the way you always touching on me. I like the way you put chills on my body. I like the way you always on my mind. I like the way how you do it every time. You just make me feel.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get ill. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But still, that's hell, don't waste no time.
That was Laz and Kat with their new song, Feel. And, yeah, they're one of the, like I said, they're one of the artists that are creating all this movement here in Massachusetts and in the New England area. They do movies, they do videos, they do music, and they're just amazing. Now, David. Hey, David from New Hampshire. Welcome, welcome. Nice to have you back in the chat room. We were just talking about you a little while ago. Your ears must have been ringing. We're talking about
David
some of the stuff that you... David's in the building. Can you tell I'm punchy? It's been a long day.
It has been, and believe it or not,
man.
I went to, you want to talk about a long day? Yesterday was a long day for me. I was up at like 10 of 5 yesterday
morning. I thought you were going to say at 10. I was like, really, dude? You're going to complain about being up at 10 in the morning?
No. At 4:50 a.m. until like 8 o'clock last night. I'll tell you, I hit the bed. I hit
and
that
the bed
pillow.
Hit back and knocked you out.
You could have ran a truck over me and I would not have woken up.
Oh, my goodness. No, it's crazy because, you know, like I said, I'm coming off being sick and then I got sick again. I had to go back to the doctors and get more antibiotics. I swear, I think I keep the pharmaceutical companies in business. And so getting over it and getting everything together, it's like so weird. But one of the craziest things was like, today was such a weird day. First thing this morning, my son, Eric and Sarah, they're up in Philly, and Eric is also sacrificed. We're going to get a couple of his songs he's going to send me that he's done, but and they have my grandson. Well, they just bought a brand new car like 3 weeks ago, and they were so excited because their car had just like, you know, crapped the bed. So they bought a new van, and it was great and everything. Well, he called me this morning and said that some lady was speeding around the corner and literally crashed into their car that was parked. Thank God they weren't in it. They were just walking towards it to go to work, and the car's destroyed. It's mangled. He sends me these pictures. And, you know, everybody's like, oh, my God, that's horrible. And you know what? In a way, this is, I guess, my religious side. In a way, I kind of was like, you know what? The car they bought has had, and I'm not going to mention the name of the car, they've had their issues lately as far as being recalled and stuff. They've had some problems. So, you know, maybe this is God's way of saying, you know, there's something that might have been wrong with the car internally, and this is the way that they can get a repair looked at and stuff. So we kind of put a spin on it that it was a good thing, and thank God they weren't in the car and stuff. So, yeah, that was the beginning of my morning today. And then, of course, earlier in the morning, Alexi, our youngest, who was going to be 18 in August, he actually had surgery on his arm. He had torn some tendons and ligaments there playing baseball, so he finally had surgery for it. So first thing in the morning, Mel took him to the hospital. He was sweet enough that he knew I wasn't feeling well, so he took him. Plus, I didn't want to go to the hospital and get everybody sick with what I had. So he went up going to surgery, thank God everything came out all right. So, yeah, real weird. The only cool thing was my daughter called me. She winds up calling me and telling me that she's going to Snowflake, Arizona.
What?
Yeah.
I know, I saw that too. I'm like, what is she doing?
Well,
is she crazy?
No, there's two funny parts about it. The funny part is that I have to tell you guys and the listeners, and this is the weirdest thing. Years ago, and I'm talking like maybe a good 8 years ago, I was in this store, and this lady was wearing an amazing piece of jewelry that you could tell was Native American. And she mentioned to me that she got it in this place in Arizona. And it turned out that when I Googled it, it's near a town called, you guessed it, Snowflake, Arizona. Never seen it, never seen pictures of it, but I have had this fixation with going to see Snowflake, Arizona. And 3 years ago, I was actually in Arizona for one of Jose's baseball tournaments. And we tried to make it over there, but we couldn't because the one day we had off, we actually wind up spending time with Jose and stuff. And Snowflake was a little bit of a drive. So I didn't get to see it. But can you imagine the odds of that? That now my daughter out of the blue, she's like, oh, we have a show to do. She does ballroom dancing, and they're doing a show in, of all places, Snowflake, Arizona. It just boggled my mind.
Wow.
Especially because she says to me that she says when she called me, she says it's such a tiny little place. She was just so adorable. She's like, it's a quiet little sleepy town. They got the little high school and everything, so it was kind of cool. And I was really excited to hear from her, and she was telling me her adventures and the stuff they were doing. So she's like, yes. So she actually hit me up on Facebook and goes, ha ha, I got to go to Snowflake before you did. I'm like, oh, great.
And you want to know something, Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
I saw, okay, where did that caller go? We had a caller, but he disappeared.
I just lost him.
And I apologize if we lost you. If you're still able to hear us, please call us back. We will get you on the show.
I'm right back. Yes, you need to come back. And actually, you know, there's a song I want to play, which now would be the perfect time, but you know what?
I was going to just say a remark from what you were just saying.
Knock yourself out, my man. What were you going to say?
I cannot believe, sorry for the tones in the back there, but I actually got to see your daughter's pictures mm-hmm. that she has up because I have her as a friend on my friends on my
yeah
on Facebook
mm-hmm.
on my page in Facebook, and I look at her. You want to know who I can see in that picture of her? You.
Isn't that the funniest thing? You know, we get that all the time. And for our listeners, if you, because you're saying, well, of course she's your daughter, she's going to look like you. She's my stepdaughter, but only in the legalese that the world uses. In every sense, she's my daughter. But it's the funniest thing is that she's been my daughter since she was 6 years old. Well, 5 years old. And it's hysterical that over the years we talk alike, we have the same mannerisms. But that would be expected because you're hanging around. But the craziest thing is that on top of that, we've had people say, wow, you guys look exactly alike. And I'm like, wow, that's a pretty neat trick.
Well, you do,
weird.
Because, I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. And if you guys don't understand, Charlie, you've got to get a picture of the one I'm talking about. And you should know the one I'm talking about, the most recent one there.
Yeah. It's funny, though. It is. It's really funny how much alike we look. And it's kind of funny, too, because, you know, Chris, her mom and I don't look anything alike. Her mom's got, you know, different facial structure, body type, hair, everything. So it's kind of funny that Jesse and I look alike. And it's just, it boggles my mind. And I guess
okay.
because being,
what
I can't
heck?
Even explain it. Did
what
you lose the color again?
No, I just got the lady in the air saying
what?
90 seconds.
Well, you need to re-up because this one says we're live for the next 31 minutes. Now, you need to refresh your page.
I'm going to have to do that, so just give
refresh
me a...
Refresh page. Yes, while you do that, I'm going to play the song. It's called Lost on Damn Mine by Cardiac featuring Sheree Jones. She does the vocals, and it's a pretty cool song, so I hope you guys are enjoying while my man figures out the stuff with the switchboard. So enjoy. Lost on Damn Mine.
Lost your damn mind. It's so good, girl. You gotta get yours. I'm gonna get mine.
Oh, yeah, baby. And that was Lost Mondamon by Cardiac. And the girl singing is Cherie Jones. Miss Cherie in the house with that song. I don't know about you guys, but tell me something. Do you not ask yourself, why are these people not signed?
Why what?
Why these people are not signed? Why do they not have a record deal?
Exactly. And I'm wondering that same thing.
Because it's like the quality of the song, the quality of the beat, even the recording, which shout out to Surefire Studios, which I'm going to have Brady and Jared on the show as well. Surefire Studios, the studio here located locally, amazing job that they do. The quality of the sound system is amazing and the work they do with the editing and stuff. So,
wow.
I mean, you know, it just boggles my mind, the quality of the songs and stuff. And why aren't these people signed? Hello? I want to know. Mr. Producer, you're out there. I know you're listening to me. Yeah, you win the back. Why are these people not signed? You need to get them signed in now.
Who are you talking to over there? Because
the producer in the back. I know he's out there in TV land, radio land, listening to me.
Because if I'm not mistaken,
yes.
I thought you had a empty studio over there except for Buddy.
Actually, Buddy has been exiled from my studio because he keeps trying to steal my thunder. Oh, on that note, I'm glad you brought Buddy up. For our listeners, you know we have Buddy the dog of mystery, who blogs all over the internet. And I have
we gotta get him
that.
On these pages here because we bring
I
him
do,
up
I
all
do.
The time.
Yes. So Buddy the dog, you know he has his own blog, www.ordinarywomanwmn.com. /dogsworld, DAWGS world. And I'm really psyched because there's a gentleman that I talked to on Facebook, Paul Bellevue. He's an actor and just a phenomenal talent. Well, he has a dog called Sadie the Wonder Dog. She's this amazing dog, and she's actually going to be Buddy's guest on his blog in the next coming weeks. So we are actually going to interview Sadie the Wonder Dog, take some pictures, and weave some creative story about her life and stuff. And you can check that out on www.ordinarywoman.com/dogsworld. You can Google that and you can find out the adventures of Buddy the dog, and Vita. They also have a
That's
coach of
who
dogs.
I was going to ask about. What about Miss Vita?
Miss Vita. Yes, actually, there's a couple of stories
Ms.
about.
Vita's.
I know, Miss Vita. There's actually a couple of stories about Miss Vita on the blog as well. And for those Red Sox fans, Buddy also has his own blog on MLB blogs. He's on there as well. You can Google him, Buddy, Dog of Baseball. He's got some interesting things on baseball and what's going on with the team this year. He actually recently just blogged about Nomar Garciaparra, who recently announced his retirement from baseball and wanted to retire as a Red Sox, which he did, and that kind of thing. So, yeah, you can check him out on that as well. But he's pretty popular. He's everywhere on the internet.
Okay.
So
I just went over to our chat room.
Yes.
And somebody by the name of David from New Hampshire said, "You must be jealous."
Of the dog, yes, David, I am. I am so jealous of him because, no, this is a true story. I don't know if I told you guys this. I know I told my man. From everything you gathered from our family, our kids could be called a ham. I mean, we have actors, we have singers, we have rappers and athletes, whatever, whatever. And the where we are, they have a local paper. So needless to say, when you have 9 kids, and I worked as a community organizer for 3 years, it's inevitable that your name will wind up in the local paper, whether you're working on a nonprofit project or the All-American City thing, sports, singing, dancing, whatever, that happens. So this has been going on for 16 years where, you know, our kids get in the paper, blah, 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 whatever. It's so funny, and my husband would live it in a funny way when he says to me, you know what? It's like 16 years. I don't hear a word from my family about the kids being in the paper, you being in the paper, all this stuff. He's like, today, I get a call from my sister who says to me, hey, guess what? Buddy's in the paper. I'll save it for you. She's like, she noticed the fact that the dog's picture got in the paper. Because I guess Jesse, they have, like, on Mondays, they have this section for pets.
You
and
mean,
Jesse said,
how's that? Okay, you've blown my mind.
Yes.
You've blown my mind big time.
Oh, yeah. No, it was hysterical because the fact was that Jesse, on a joke, had this really amazing picture of Buddy, and I'll put it up on the blog. where he's just kind of, because he seriously thinks he's a German Shepherd. I mean, honestly, this dog really, really believes he's this huge 90-pound German Shepherd, which he's not. He's 19 pounds, and he's half Chihuahua, half German Shepherd, but honestly, the Chihuahua side kind of pops out more. So it was hysterical to see this picture of him sitting all prim and proper, looking like a show dog, and he's got this red scarf, like, you know, the gangbangers, whatever, wear the cowboy scarf, he's got that on, and that's the picture she sent in, and needless to say, they put it in there, and I didn't even realize the dog was in the paper. But my sister-in-law took the time to call us to let us know, wow, your dog's in the paper. I'm going to save it for you. My husband's like, why would I want a picture of the dog? I don't even like him.
Wow.
Yes, I love my husband dearly. He's the sweetest man, and the one thing that I know he really loves me is he puts up with my 19-pound little foo-foo dog, because buddy,
hey,
is
he better not pick on that 19-pound foo-foo dog, because
yes,
I, as your co-host, love that dog. I can tell you right now, I bet you 10-1. I bet you 10-1.
Yeah.
He will probably be in my lap when I come to the studio.
It is, and it's so funny because my husband laughs at me when he saw the blog, and I had to show him, because one of the bets I had with one of my kids was that I was such a good PR person, and I know I told you guys before that I could get Buddy a Twitter account, and he would have a bunch of fans, and my kid's like, no way you're going to get Buddy with 200 followers. Well, if you look Buddy up on Twitter, he's Dog's World, he's got 1,200 fans following him.
Yep.
Yes,
and I will contest to that. I will contest to that.
My husband's like, are you kidding me? He's like, this dog's going to make money before, you know, you guys do. He's like, well, you better hurry up and do it, because I'm sick and tired of you making a mess of my house. He's like, so, yeah, it's funny. The dog's notorious. He's doing it. I actually had someone recognize him once, which I thought, honestly, people really freaked me out. I was at the boulevard going for a walk, and I had Buddy with me, and this lady kept staring at me, which was making me increasingly nervous. She stared at me. I'm like, you know, and then she didn't scare me because, you know, ex-cop, but this lady just kept like, finally I'm like, I looked at her, go, hi, you know, why are you staring at me kind of thing? And she says, I'm sorry. She says, I know it sounds a little stalkish, and that's the word she used, a little stalkish. She's like, but your dog looks so familiar. I'm like, excuse me, like, what, did you go to school with him or something?
I am joking up, laughing up over
I'm
here.
I'm telling you, that those are words I never thought I'd hear. Excuse me, your dog just looks so familiar. So, of course, I started giggling. I'm like, really, from where? And she's like, was he in the paper or online? And she's like, what's his name, Buddy? I'm like, are you serious? I was like, yeah, his name's Buddy.
Oh, like, Buddy, no. You're famous, dude.
Oh, no, it gets better. It gets better. This totally made my day. Then the lady goes, oh, my God, I'm actually meeting Buddy the Dog of Mystery. I was like, okay, way weird. And I thought it was awesome. I really did. But, you know, never in my wildest dreams did I even think anybody was reading the blog, never mind that someone would recognize him. So she actually asked if she could take a picture. She had her camera, so I took a picture of her with Buddy so she could show her friends that she actually met Buddy the dog.
And I'm wondering if she's one of our listeners here.
I don't know. I don't know if she is or not, but she was just an amazing lady, and she was so sweet, but it just blew my mind. And she could tell that it blew my mind. That's why she used the word stalkish. But I guess that's what it's going to be like when you become famous. And
well, you're already famous as it is, because you've already been in how many movies? So,
6, but not anything major. But also, on that note, that's my good news. I was so excited that for those of you that are in the movie industry, IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, it's a big deal if you get your name in there. And I don't know why, on a fluke the other day, I decided to Google myself on IMDb. And it blew my mind because, you know, you can submit your name if you've been in a movie, and it's very clear. It'll say, you know, Charlie Alejandro, pedestrian, and next to it, it'll say uncredited, which means the studio doesn't know you exist. I mean, they acknowledge that you were in it, but you know, you're just an extra in the background. But I was blown away that on three of the projects that I worked on, I actually got credited.
Wow. You're going to have to throw that site up in the chat so people
yeah,
who want
to... Yeah, no, it blew my mind because I'm like, wait, because, you know, I'm looking at it and because I know I see the six projects that I've done that are already completed because there's a few more that are coming out. And, you know, I see the things and I'm expecting to see uncredited. And I'm like, oh, it's not uncredited. Wow, I was so excited. So, yeah. Definitely made my day.
Well,
but you know what?
Well, you're going to have to throw it up in the room so I can get the correct spelling of it.
I will get it to you. But you know, so the thing, Chris, that gets me is that I was thinking about this because of with this lady's reaction with the dog, which I thought was hysterical. And she, you know, we had a good laugh about it. But, you know, that's much what it would be like when you go into the acting field. And, you know, I can imagine people like Brad Pitt and not Angelina Jolie because her parents come from movies, but you know, people that just made it, like, you know, Steve Carell and those.
Sandra Bullock and all them.
Sandra Bullock and all of those. But I have to say, it must be an amazing feeling when you go from, not Sandra Bullock. Wasn't her family in the movies? No, her family was actually in the arts, too. Her mom was a classical musician or something. So they were worrying out, or a singer, I'm trying to remember, classically, I think she's an opera singer. So, but I was referring to people like you and me that go into the movie industry and then, you know, quote unquote, we get so bogged down into the work that, and you know, like the Adam Sandler's. I wonder what that feeling is like when all of a sudden you're walking down the street and someone goes, hey, aren't you so-and-so?
Well, I get that all the time.
Well, you're like the mayor of the city, okay? Everybody knows you. Seriously, dude. It's like, you know, when you were out sick last year, everybody's like, where is he? And why is he not running the city? Because it's like, you're the mayor of downtown. Everybody knows you because you're always down there and it's your personality and stuff. But that's going to be a crazy feeling. And I know for me, one of my boys was telling me, this was a couple, I think last year, it was very random. I remember he said he was at the train station, and these three kids were staring at him. They kept looking, and they kept looking. And then finally, I guess the older one, you know, got the guts and walked over. He was, excuse me, you know, I'm sorry, I don't mean to, whatever. Like, are you sacrificed? And my son, he said it just blew his mind because, you know, that's his stage name. And he says, well, yes, I am. The kids are like, oh, my God, we saw you at this concert. You were great. I love it. What an awesome. Next thing you know, they're taking his picture. They asked him for his autograph. And he said to him, that just blew his mind. Like, you want my autograph? So well, it's got to be an amazing feeling because I know I've been in a couple of places and kids are just phenomenal. And I've been to a couple of events where the kids have actually asked to have the picture taken with me and asked for my autograph. And wow, it's
yes, and
fun.
You're a great, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Role
you
model.
Have the great poses that I've seen because I've seen several pictures with you
gosh.
And your fans.
Oh, gosh. I tell you, honestly, that is so new to me because when you worked undercover for as long as I did when I was a cop, getting your picture taken was not an option. I was also on a tactical unit for 6 years, and one of the main rules was your name and your face didn't get in the paper or you had to leave the unit. It was a safety issue. So I never really, and then, of course, when you have nine kids, I was usually the one behind the camera. So now that I'm in front of it, I have to honestly admit it's awkward for me to try to figure out.
I don't even like getting in front of the camera, but you want to know something.
It's funny because you take a great picture, though. For me, it's just I never know which way to look at the camera. Plus, you know, as a child, I had a birth defect, so it's kind of like I always feel like my face is lopsided.
Well, I'm going to say this.
Thank God for photoshopping because it makes you look better. But I love taking pictures now, but it's just that actually, like, having someone tell me to pose for it, it's kind of weird. I haven't gotten the knack yet. And actually, talking about Jess, when we were talking about her with her dancing, she actually finally had three pictures done. They were doing a photo shoot, and oh, my gosh, she looks amazing.
I'll tell you, I just was looking at her pictures
mm-hmm.
earlier. I'm telling you, the pictures that she's got on her page,
mm-hmm.
absolutely
and
blew
not
my mind.
Not just my kid, but wow, she blew my mind. And the funniest thing is, this is so hysterical for our listeners if you check the pictures out. It's funny because you know how some people that are dancers or singers, they think they have to let everything hang out. Because, you know, the catchphrase, sex sells. So they think they have to be half naked, and you see these young, beautiful girls with their butt hanging out, their boobs hanging out, everything hanging out one way or another.
No.
Funny thing, oh, I know. The funny thing is these pictures, and I was laughing because her brothers were like, wait a minute, those pictures are way too sexy or way too grown up. So I'm laughing. Okay, she is grown up, guys. You got to admit it. She's 21. She's going to be 22.
She looks awesome.
But isn't that crazy, though, because it's like she's fully dressed, there's no boobies, no cleavage even, and one of the outfits she's wearing, it's a little short, but it's just above the knee, but it's just the aura and the way she posed, and I was like, whoa, girl, you work it. And there were beautiful pictures, very tastefully done.
The one that really blew my mind is the one where she's leaning against the building.
She is. There's this one pose where she's got these high heels and she's got this, you know, shorts that, like, I guess, you know, what they call those Bermuda shorts, and fully dressed. She's got a jacket on and she's leaning up against this wall, and I was like, oh my goodness. And it's kind of funny for me because this is the little girl that I could have to wrestle to get her into a dress for church. And she always had, she always had the bruises and the cuts and the bumps because she was a little tomboyish, wasn't too great, wasn't into makeup or sports. She was into all types of sports and stuff. So to see the transition from that to that picture, I was like, oh, my goodness. Talk about the butterfly leaving the cocoon. That's amazing. They're great pictures, and it just blew my mind. So someday when I grow up, I'll get to that comfort zone where I can actually take pictures like that. And I guess I just have to, honestly, and
You're already at that stage. Who are you kidding?
No, I'm serious. I've never done a photo shoot. I'm comfortable in front of a video camera.
No,
I'm serious. I'm very comfortable in front of a camera. Like, if I'm acting, I'm fine, because I get lost in the role. On stage, the same thing. I get lost in the character, and I'm fine.
Oh, my goodness.
Or if I'm having an interview done, I'm awesome at improv. I'm not even going to try to be humble on that. I'm real good at improv because, again, when you work on the cover, there's a lot of things you got to do by the seat of your pants. So if you put a camera in front of me, it's funny because, as a matter of fact, Steven, my son's friend, we roasted our son cardiac last year on his birthday. And everybody went up and said things about him. And one of the funny things was that I went up there at the last minute. And, you know, some funny things came out. And that's just because I've always been very comfortable with improv and that kind of stuff. But honestly, a photo shoot I've never done, and the thought of it terrifies me. And I don't know why. I know that's one of those things I got to get over. But I almost feel like I'm going to be kind of like looking like a robot kind of thing. Because, I mean, I see these women that do this for a living, and I just, blows my mind how amazing they do it and how natural they make it seem. But that's going to be the thing I'm going to work on.
Well, the picture that I'm...
Speaking of photo shoots, I have to tell you guys, this song, I have to share this song. We got 10 minutes left. Again, Jenna Donovan, the music was by L.A. Fresh. And it's so funny we wind up talking about photo shoots because the name of the song is Picture Perfect.
Why do you think I went into the spiel like this? Because
I knew the song
that was coming up.
You right here. See, my man and I, we don't even need to text each other. I just think something and he gets it, and then he sends me back saying, yeah, I got it, and we're good. And then he just does it. It's awesome. We don't need a phone. And if the power goes out, we still got the telekinesis thing going on. On that note, Martin, man, if you could cue up that song, love, 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 love this song. It's so funny.
Oh, man.
My co-host is dying on the other end. He's laughing.
Oh, man, I'm blacking out over here as I'm doing this. Oh.
All right, so cue it up for our listeners. Picture Perfect by Jenna Donovan and music by L.A. Fresh. I hope you like it.
Come on.
You got it?
There we go.
Oh, that cut it.
Yeah, it is.
No, that's lost my dang mind. Okay, here we go. I got it. Picture Perfect by Jenna.
Thank you.
that was Picture Perfect by Jenna Donovan and music by L.A. Fresh. And I'm telling you, how more appropriate could that be for our show? Because I just loved it. I thought it was so cute at the beginning, and just the song itself was a great song about being true to yourself and who you are. And, yeah, so that was Jenna Donovan, and we're going to have some more of her songs in our other shows, and we're actually going to have her on the show as well again. So, Mr. Mountain Man, I cannot believe we only got 4 minutes left.
3 minutes. What are you talking about?
I know. So real quick, just to remind our listeners, do not forget, we have Dan Paquette. You can find him on Facebook, or you can look him up at www.runtohomebase.org, /runtohomebase/Daniel Paquette. He'll be running that road race in May, and that's going to go for charity, and it's at Fenway Park, and all that money goes to help the veterans returning from war get the services that they need. He has made a pledge to raise $1,000 for charity, so any contribution you can give him, look him up on Facebook, Danny Paquette. It's up in the chat room, so you guys can look it up. Also, real quick, to let you know, Anthony Santana. I also have that up on the chat room, S-A-N-T-A-N-A, and Jay Harihar, J-A-R-I-H-A-R, also up in the chat room. They will both be running the marathon on Monday, Marathon Monday, woohoo, the Boston Marathon for charity as well. So check them out on Facebook. You can look them up and befriend them, and any help that you can give, whether it's just spreading the word or just cheering them on, will be greatly appreciated. So that's what's going on this week with that. A lot of great people out there doing a lot of great things for charity, so I'm real psyched about that. Also, for our show next week, like I said, we're going to have Jenna Donovan. Woohoo! Jenna's going to be in the house.
Jenna's
coming back because she's got a lot of projects coming up, and Cardiac will be calling in. He won't be the guest, but he will be calling in, filling us in on what's going on with his new show.
He better be, because I miss hearing his voice. Yes, I love Cardiac. Cardiac is awesome.
I know. And I also have a new gentleman, Mr. Dons. He's awesome. He's an up-and-coming actor, singer, and he's actually coming out of Maine, so he'll be calling us in as well and sharing some more stuff. We'll do some more chit-chat about local sports and what's going on. Red Sox Nation, we need to talk. Red Sox, what's going on with that bullpen? So we will have Chris in the building. Yes, Chris will be here. We're going to start a segment called Boston Sports, and he'll be in the house sharing his stats and views on what should be done with Red Sox Nation. It was kind of funny, too, because we were just talking about the fact that Puppy needed to sit down for a little bit, give him a rest, get Lowell back in there to make sure that he realizes he's still a very valuable part of Red Sox Nation. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. To all our listeners that are out there, thank you so much. In our chat room, Betty, Bill, David, always a pleasure to have you. Gary, JJ, Mary, Paul, Rose, Sally, and William, thank you so much for always being there. And to all our other listeners as well, thank you for being there. And Mountain Man, as usual, fun show today. Thank you so much for helping out and being here, as always.
And don't let anyone ever steal your dreams away.
Yes, and remember, as quoted by my girl, Smiley, nothing is impossible to a willing heart. So on that, why don't we please with Legendary? I haven't heard that in a little bit. So cue us up, Mountain Man. And remember,
Legendary is coming for 44 seconds.
All right, Legendary. Everybody have a great night, and we will be looking forward to seeing you next week, and hope your week is everything you envision it to be. Have a great one. Call me Stitch, you the great. Great place, now I'm fixed to escape. Jack Sparrow in the barrel.
honey. Come here.